Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, 7-2. And the Mishnah continues with the unpleasantries of detailing how the Beis Din would carry out the various modes of execution. We are here up to Mitzvahs HaNisrafin, the way in which Sreifa is carried out. Now, the word Sreifa means burning, but as we'll see in a moment, it doesn't mean being burned like at the stake from the outside, meaning as opposed to being burned from the inside, which is what it does mean. So what's going on here is that the same tension which we've seen again and again applies over here. We have a mitzvah of V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. You have to choose for your fellow Jew what would be the best case for him in terms of minimizing the pain, suffering, and degradation. And it's hard to imagine in a death worse than being burned alive, like at the stake, like at the fire. So Chazal understood that since when it came to Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aaron, when they died, the Pasuk says they died, they were burned, Nisrafu, so that burning just the inside of a person also is considered Sreifa. And that being the case, Chazal understood that it would be a lot better, meaning in terms of how fast and reducing pain as possible it would be, to be burned, I'll call it just the inside of a person as opposed to the outside first. So that being the case, the way that Sreifa is carried out is indeed from the inside. So says the Mishnah, Mitzvah Sanhedrin. This is how one carries out the mitzvah of executing the convicted person through Sreifa. Hayu Mashkin Oso Bezevel Ad Arkubosov. They would immobilize him by burying him knee-deep in manure. Now, it seems to be a bit of a machlokus in the Mephoshim if this manure is sort of essential and specific, because you want to sort of degrade him in terms of, this is obviously, he's done something very bad, or she. So that's Tiferes Yisrael's position. And if you'll ask, well, in the previous mission, we made a big effort not to degrade. There's a difference in degrading the body and the corpse as opposed to like humiliating the living person who, of course, has done something terrible. But the Meiri says no, nothing magic with the manure fertilizer. Instead, you could use just, dirt would work just the same. Okay, now, the idea for the immobilization is that when we're going to be pouring what's going to be essentially molten metal, like molten lead, down his throat, so we don't have to move. Because if he moves, so then it could splash on the outside of him and then burn him on the outside, which would cause him suffering. So ironically, to reduce the suffering, make it best for him, we're going to make him try to be as still as possible. And if you'll ask, well, you can still wiggle around a lot if you're just your knees and lower legs are immobilized. Well, we're going to see in a moment that we're also restraining him from up top, because it says, "Benosn sudur kashel letoch haracha v'korach al tzavaro." How are we going to get him to open his mouth? So we're going to get him to open his mouth by essentially strangling him. So we take two like scarves, think of them. One scarf is going to be very firm and effective in squeezing tight, but of course that would perhaps like bruise or chafe him on the outside of his neck. We don't want that because we want to, again, minimize the suffering. So we're going to wrap that firm, kind of harsh sash or cord or, scarf into something much more soft, silk or cotton, whatever the story is, so it shouldn't rub and hurt his neck. And then they'll wrap that around their neck. The korach al tzavaro, it's wrapped around this fellow's neck. The accused was getting sreifa. And zen moshech etzlo v'zen moshech etzlo. I read that badly. It's zen moshech etzlo v'zen moshech etzlo. Each one, we're talking here of the witnesses, because remember, the witnesses are the ones who are carrying out the execution in all the cases. Like in the previous mission, we had the witnesses being the ones to push off and then drop the rock or throw the rock. Here too, the witnesses are the ones who are going to be pulling the two ends of the scarf to choke him so he'll open his mouth. Okay. Ad she poseach es piv, until the accused now opens his mouth so he can now receive the molten metal. Now, taking like half a step back, the Mishnah goes back in time for a moment. Umadakasa pasila, we have arranged for a fire to go and sort of melt this pasila, this little like melted, this brick, I'll call it, ingot of, typically would be probably lead or maybe tin, we'll say lead, and then the molten lead, vizorka lasoch piv, once he opens his mouth, the convict then, one of the witnesses would pour the lead down his throat, which would burn him from the inside. V'yoredes lasoch me'av, it would go into like his innards, v'chomeres es b'nei me'av, and he would burn him from the inside, roast his internal organs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afhu im meis b'yadam lo hayo makam bo mitzvah sreifa. Reb Yehuda is objecting to the idea of choking him first. The fear is, what happens if, you know, the will to live forces him to not open his mouth, and by choking him he ends up suffocating. So then if a person dies through asphyxiation, when he's supposed to die through burning, so the mitzvah will not be carried out. Therefore, Reb Yehuda says, this is too risky. We can't risk killing him by squeezing his neck. We have to essentially pry his mouth open. So that's what the Mishnah says, Reb Yehuda says, af hu im meis biyadam, if he would die through their hands, meaning through choking, lo hayu mekayim bo mitzvah streifa, the mitzvah of streifa wouldn't be carried out. Therefore, ela, poschin es piv betzavas, they would essentially pry his mouth open with like some kind of like, you know, tools, like a prongs, whatever it is. Shelo betovaso, like, you know, sort of against his will, because even though that's not as pleasant, of course, but it will ensure that he dies the right way. Umadlik es a pasila vazoraka lasoch piv viyaredes lasoch meav v'chomeres es bnei mav. And the rest of this is really repeating from before. The rest of the procedure is the same. Once his mouth is open by prying, then we'll pour down the molten lead into his throat, and it will burn him from the inside out. Frightful, frightful. Now, Amar Rebbe Elazar ben Tzadok, Rebbe Elazar ben Tzadok says, actually, no, he's rejecting this whole idea of burning from the inside, this innovative way of killing. He understands the more pasuk understanding of the pasuk, burning means like burning, like putting in a fire, essentially. And Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok says, Maisa, it actually happened. Babas Kohen Achas Shezinta. There once was a woman who was a Bas Kohen, who had an adulterous affair. The consequences of that are indeed Sreifa. V'hikifu chavile zmuros v'sarfua. And what did they do? They actually wrapped her up with, like, you know, bundles of, you know, I'll call it wood, and they burned her alive. So that, you see, is burning from the outside. So that would be a precedent, which would then, he's arguing with the previous sheets of the Mishnah. But Amrlo, but the rabbis said to him, no, mipnei shelo haya beis din shel osa shah baki. The reason why that happens is because that Bezdin, who burned this poor woman alive, didn't know what they were doing. They weren't experts in the halacha. In fact, says the Gemara, they were tzedukim. The tzedukim, Sadducees, were a part of the Jewish people who rejected the Torah Shebaal Peh. They read the psukim on face value. They also intended to be not very observant at all, but anyways, that's not the point. The tzedukim read it literally, so they said burning means burning from the outside, but the rabbi said that's not our tradition. Our tradition we have is that it's from the inside, and therefore they reject this proof as not a valid proof at all. Halacha would be then when, in theory, it would be like the chachamim, you know, with the squeezing around the neck, and burning from the inside.